Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle's latest book is from Ignatius Press. It's called The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. So as we talk about the cross, I think that sometimes we can think of saints as people who figure it all out and are above suffering and have learned to be completely at peace no matter what happens. But a lot of them struggled with the cross. How do you explore that?
Oh my gosh, how much time do you have, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
That would take a weekend retreat at least. I think, you know, they all had a wonderful foundation of prayer. So, you know, when they were going through all the dark valleys and all of the real tough stuff, no matter what was happening, they constantly prayed, even if it was just lifting their heart. You know, they might not have been able to say formal prayers or get right on their knees at that moment, you know, dealing with whatever it was, but they were always offering their heart to God no matter what, you know. So they were always asking for His grace, always asking for His help. What really helped them was that foundation of prayer.
Well, this is somewhat of an autobiography for you, and it's a look back at some of the crosses that you bore over the years. And I wonder, and I don't want to minimize any of them, but I wonder if some of them seemed just too heavy to carry at the time, and you look back and you think to yourself, I don't know why I let that stress me out so much.
Well, it's hard to say. I felt, going through all of this, they were very huge crosses. I mean, there are some crazy things that happened to me in my life. I mean, even being held captive by a man with a machine gun.
Yeah.
And crazy things that were so unbelievable. I had to get through each moment. Sometimes I had to be in survival mode, and I don't think I had time to get stressed out about it. I was living in the present moment of lots of trying huge trials, and by the grace of God, I kept offering up my heart. I kept asking for help, and I cried out to Jesus for help, and, you know, so thank God for that. Looking back is hard sometimes, and not to say, oh, why did I get stressed out like that, but to sort of relive it and realize how awful it was, but to thank God for the graces in it and the ability to share the story to help others. That's my whole purpose in writing my life story. When I was invited to do this, it's a hard thing to do because you don't really want to draw attention to yourself, but I had to come to realize that it was in sharing, and it is in sharing these struggles that will help other people to have hope in their hearts, because a lot of people think, oh, you never had to suffer. You probably don't know what this is like. So a lot of people might be shocked when they read this book. And the reason I'm trying to shock them is to, not really trying to shock them, but the reason I'm showing them these shocking things is to hopefully to help.
Well, and the reason I ask that question that way is because I've gone through some crazy experiences in my life. As Anna Mitchell will tell you, I have lived many lives. And, you know, there are so many times when I thought that what I was going through was a huge cross, and I look back and it wasn't that big of a cross, and it's only through hindsight that I can tell which of the crosses were the truly formative ones, the ones that truly shaped me, the ones that truly tested me and caused me to put my full trust, and which ones, to distinguish those from the annoyances that were just me being a complainer.
Right, and it's in those real heavy, heavy crosses when all you could do is pray and try to get out of whatever that is, or ask God for the strength to get through it, and then later back looking on and seeing, you know, how it was, how you needed that in your life, right? How it needed to happen so that you can, you know, grow in holiness and be the person you've become.
Well, and some of these saints that you talk about, we really don't know everything there is to know about them until they're dead. You know, they don't get all the credit for, you know, all the great things that they do in this life. I mean, even somebody like a Mother Teresa, especially somebody like a Saint Therese of Lisieux or a person like Padre Pio, now we think that they're these awesome people, but that's because we are able to see much bigger pictures of their lives now than we were able to see during their lifetime. And I wonder what kind of hope that gave you as you were putting together this book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I, as I was writing my story, I, you know, realized even more so how these saints have helped to shape my life and have been there for me, really been there for me, you know, as I reached up in prayer and invoked them. And even even ones I didn't ask for, God put in my life, you know, living saints like John Paul II and Blessed Mother Teresa, who ended up being a friend for about 10 years. So, I mean, I would never have expected these beautiful friendships, you know, especially with Mother Teresa and Father John Hardin. But God allowed me to have those, and to me, they were living saints, and even though they're not canonized yet, but Mother Teresa's blessed. And so those living saints helped to shape me, too, and gave me the, you know, she was a spiritual mentor and a spiritual mother to me, and so it really helped me to get through the real trying times and to be able to reach out and help others, too, you know, in different situations in my life, and calling on that wisdom that I learned from Mother Teresa.
We've been talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Her latest book is called The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. It's from Ignatius Press. And I hate to spoil too many of the dramatic events in this book, because it's one of those things that once you start picking it up and digging into it, you start to wonder how all this could have happened to one person. But I wonder if there's any one brief story that you want to share of God's mercy in a trial of yours.
Brief story. Well, I'll just touch upon going for a ride one day with my husband and daughter, and all of a sudden, my husband got agitated and pulled over to the side of the road and simply said, "I'm leaving." Got out of the car, stuck out his thumb to hitchhike, and he hitchhiked away. And there I was, almost ready to give birth to my third living child. I had three that had gone to heaven in miscarriage. And here I was ready to give birth, and a couple of weeks later, and I was left there on the side of the road with my daughter, who was sobbing uncontrollably in the back seat because she had seen all of that. So God gave me the wherewithal and the grace and everything to just, you know, get into the back seat and comfort my daughter first thing, then get into the front seat and push, you know, the seat back a little bit to fit my protruding abdomen behind the wheel, and got behind the wheel in more ways than one, you know, to carry on.